In Montana, we're experiencing a historic drought. As you can see from the map, the red indicates very, very, very severe, and it gets less from there. But the fact is there's a large portion of land along our northern tier that is experiencing incredible drought, and Montana is in the middle of it all. Nearly all of our great state is under historic drought conditions, aging as I speak today. Just last week, we had over 40 new fire starts in Montana, as in counting the ones that were currently existing, 40 new ones. Over the last month, I've traveled around the state and seen with my own eyes the fires that are sweeping across Montana. All Montanans are dealing with smoke-filled air, often in highly hazardous conditions. You can see the chart here of the smoke. It has been incredibly debilitating, quite frankly. I have heard stories of ranchers in eastern Montana. In fact, and I'm talking about the eastern two-thirds of Montana, took the shoes off their horses for fear that the metal clicking on rocks might spark and light up dry grass. Hikers in Glacier National Park frantically parked their cars and fled due to evacuation notices. Families in Whitehall, Montana, left their homes with keepsakes, and the sprinklers on the roof, just in case the fires crept closer to the only homes that they've ever known. And in children in Seeley Lake, a little town in western Montana, saw their first day of school canceled due to fire danger. And I might add, the smoke was incredible in Seeley Lake and has been for about the last month. More than 900,000 acres across Montana have already burned. To put that in context, the state of Rhode Island is about 777,000 square miles. More than 900,000 acres in Montana have already burned. One fire alone, the Lodgepole Complex, burnt 270,000 acres. That's larger than the city of New York. And as I stand here today, more than 600,000 acres continue to burn. Active fires on 600,000 acres. Firefighters have spent $220 million to try to get a handle on the wildfires in Montana alone. Nationwide, we have seen a 70% increase in more acres burned this year than last year, when the federal government spent $1.9 billion fighting fires. Let me put that in perspective. We've got 70% more fires burning this year than last year, and last year we spent $1.9 billion fighting fires with them. These two young men selflessly and courageously put their lives on the line protecting our great state. We have seen pastures burn, fences turn to ashes, structures crumble before our eyes. In fact, the Glacier National Park Sperry Chalet, it's a hotel that was built way back in 1913, was engulfed in flames and destroyed. Now, it hopefully will be rebuilt, but the truth is you do not rebuild a chalet that was built in 1913. It is gone. The historic Lake McDonald Lodge, a cornerstone of Glacier National Park, stands in the path of the flames. Montana's forests, our national parks, our agriculture industry, well, these are all backbones of our economy in Montana. And as these fires rage, Montana feels that economic impact. Tourists stay home. Ranchers lose grazing land. Cattle that survive the fire go hungry. River guides stay off the smoky water. And Montana's economy suffers. Montana has been fortunate to have many brave men and women working together to fight these fires. Folks have collaborated at all levels of government to try to fight Mother Nature, but we all know that Mother Nature, or extreme drought on the plains, We cannot deny that our climate is changing. Over the past 10 years, we've seen or extreme drought on the plains. We cannot deny that our climate is changing. Over the past 10 years, we've seen 100-year storms every few years. We've seen hurricanes repeatedly besiege the Gulf and East Coast. Historic droughts are becoming common, and water shortages are routine. Unprecedented disasters are becoming the new normal, and it's putting a strain on our government, on our economy, and on our citizens. Climate change is real, and we can't continue to sit on the sidelines. We have to take proactive steps to keep it at bay. It's costing taxpayers, and it's altering our way of life, and our economy is suffering in the process. Since Hurricane Sandy in 2012, we spent more than $100 billion in supplemental disaster relief. Let me say that again. Since Hurricane Sandy back in 2012, not that long ago, we spent more than $100 billion in supplemental disaster relief. That's $100 billion in addition to what Congress has budgeted for disaster relief. That's $100 billion that we could be spending serving our veterans or improving our schools or building bridges and roads or paying down this nation's debt. But as our climate changes before our eyes, Congress continues to bury its head in the sand. We are left mortgaging our children's future to pay for disaster relief today. And look at the money that we're going to spend on wildfires this year, or look at the funding that we're going to be sending to Texas or Louisiana. Now, I will tell you, I am all for sending help to those folks. I will be making sure that the folks in this body understand that we also have to get resources to folks along the northern tier, especially Montana, because fighting fire is expensive and it's dangerous. And drought has dramatic impacts on our agriculture economy. I am very thankful we have folks like this gentleman on the front lines, fighting fires, trying to direct Mother Nature, those fires, in a way where they'll do the least amount of damage. Now, look, we've heard a lot about the good folks, the heroic folks down in Houston. We've seen the generosity, the heroism, the fighting spirit of Texans. As I've traveled around Montana, I've seen that same kind of heroism. I saw young men and women from across the country spending their summers fighting fires in our forests and across our plains. I've seen communities coming together, open their doors, and sending aid from across the state. I saw seamless collaboration between federal, state, tribal, and county agencies to mitigate the damages across our state. We are seeing natural disasters across this country. This isn't a contest in comparison of devastation or misery. It is a testament to the American spirit. No matter what Mother Nature throws our way, we're going to need to work together to overcome it. Saving lives and property when disaster strikes is a fundamental pillar of government. It is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an American responsibility. The country's faith in Washington, D.C. is at an all-time low, but I am confident we can work together to ensure the victims of Harvey get the relief that they need, and the states that are burning and impacted by drought, like Montana, have the resources that they need to protect our citizens, our economy, and our way of life. As Congress works to get resources to the folks devastated by Harvey, I hope that we can all take a page out of the American people's book and work together. Work together to get resources not only to the folks devastated by Harvey, but the folks in Montana and the folks across the West that have been impacted so greatly by drought and wildfires. I'm asking each and every one of the folks that serve in this body to look at the photos and stand with the people of Montana as they fight for blue skies and fresh air once again. We need the resources. We don't need a delay. We need to send them quickly because lives and property and a thriving outdoor economy are at risk. In the meantime, I would ask your prayers for all the folks that have been impacted by disasters, including the folks from the Treasure State, as we endure the drought and these terrible fires. With that, Madam President, I yield the floor